Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
When my first meal was school lunch, now I spit a 16 straight with no punch. Remember all for dinner, all we ate was Captain Crunch. Now we blow big notes on our way to brunch. Went from good fella to commissary slips. Now I got back up, man, every time I slipped. Never ever quit, I just kept on pursuing. Teacher always asked me, what was I doing?
This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer. Even in a crowded field of hip-hop megastars, there's no denying that Danny Brown is a straight-up original. The dynamic rapper burst out of Detroit's underground hip-hop scene with the highly praised album XXX in 2011 and recently released a follow-up called Old. He's here with me today in the studio along with his DJ Skywalker, and they're going to play some songs from that new record. This one is called Dope Song. It's Danny Brown live on Soundcheck.
Years old, so while I'm been through all the desert, came up off the porch straight, serving off the Kezar. Long time ago, I don't do that no more. This the last time I'ma tell you, wanna hear it?
Here it goes.
It was me and Baby Jane, what I own to one night, rolling up to all the dimes, same clothes from yesterday. Had a smoker running, cast out, pay for written songs. When I nerd came and rake head on the roof and smoke bombs. Mess with rat chicken, head front up. Lost a sack, but I got back. Cause the day game was hitting. It was me and Carbone. Breaking day in the lobby. Call me popping old dough. Silent rocks is a hobby. Bank roll in my pocket. So everybody know me. My homie gave my mama 300 for some groceries. We hit the mall and bar. Hit that club and spin it up. Now I'm back to square A. With some squares to get up.
Dope song. 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 Dope song.
Crack hat Lisa, she used to be thick. Had sex with a track, and now she's sick. She'll offer you some hat if you give her some drugs. Just make sure you get it.
You better wear a glove.
I'm sick of all these homies with their 10-year-old star. You ain't doing no more. Homie lying to the shark. So take this as a diss song, cause this is my last song.
Not my last dope song.
Drop my last dope song. Dope song.
Dope song from Danny Brown, live on Soundcheck with Skywalker, the DJ here in our Soundcheck studio as well. You'll find that song on Danny's new album called Old. Danny Brown joining me here at the microphone. Good to have you
hey,
with us
what's
on
up,
Soundcheck.
Man? What's up, man?
That song's a pretty good example of something that you kind of ping-pong throughout the record, which is the kind of the high manic voice and then the deeper, mm-hmm. more dramatic voice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't often appear in the same song together. Are they, you know, are they four different things?
I guess it's a part of my personality, I guess, in some sense. Like, if I'm excited about something, my voice probably get a little higher pitch. If I'm happy about something, you know. If I'm upset about something, it'll probably get a little lower pitch, you know,
yeah.
And be a little more aggressive, you know.
Now, Dope Song, if I'm remembering the sequence of the record right, this is the first song on side B
mm-hmm.
of the record.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it is divided like an old vinyl record into A and B.
Mm-hmm.
Were you thinking of, I mean, you know, are you a fan of music from the 60s and the 70s,
yeah,
the LP
yeah.
era?
I mean, it was once a point I had a lot of vinyl in my house because I was, you know, trying to make beats at the time.
Right.
Which I didn't end up being so good at, but it was okay. I had fun. But so I was collecting a lot of vinyl and going out and buying vinyl a lot. But I think I was, it more so for me come from, you know, being a kid was tapes. and you had a side A and a side B on tapes, you know?
Right.
So my whole, me growing up was tapes. I had shoeboxes full of tapes, you know?
You grew up in Detroit.
Yeah.
Still live there?
Yeah.
How much of Detroit is in this album?
Detroit is in me in general. I don't think I could, you know, as much as I want to escape it, I'm still Detroit to the heart, to the fullest, you know? So I think that's the scenery, that's the environment, that's the whole, that's where everything takes place in this album is Detroit.
And is it a place that you want to escape from, or, you know, are you getting a little more optimistic?
I wouldn't necessarily say escape, because it's not the actual city that frustrates me than the actual people sometimes, you know?
So you have no problem with the city, it's just the people in it.
Yeah, it's just the mentality. But I guess it's just when you've been in a place like Detroit for so long, you can't blame people for the way they act, you know?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker. I know exactly what you're talking about. So, you know, when people hear these songs, they naturally assume that they're autobiographical. You know, mm-hmm. they're sung from a very, or, you know, wrapped from a very personal point of view. Are they autobiographical, or you know, is it just kind of a reflection of what you see around you?
No, I think most of my songs, I mean, pretty much the majority of all my songs, I'm writing about myself, mm-hmm. you know, and just talking about what I've been through and where I'm trying to go in life. But then I also make songs where I'm just trying to have fun.
Right.
Sometimes I just want to flex my lyrical muscle on somebody, you know, and sometimes I would like to see a girl dance off some of my music, you know? So I think, you know, it all plays its part. I'm just not going to be the guy that just sit there and say I'm just, you know. I actually, when I make these albums, I do want to make them like a time capsule for that point of my life, you know?
Yeah.
But I still want to have fun, too.
So now this album is like for sale, which sounds like a ridiculous thing for me to say, except, you know, your earlier stuff was released online.
Yeah.
And so did you approach this record differently knowing that that was going to be the case, that this would be something that would be in stores?
I mean, I looked at it because as many projects as I made and put out for free, I looked at this one like it was my first one.
Right.
You know, like all those were like demos or just me making, you know, songs in the basement, you know, and now this was my first time where I knew it was going to be a lot of people hearing this album that probably never heard of me, you know?
Right.
So I approached this project as if it was my first one. And that's why I went back and, like, because a lot of my music right now is probably more to the side B side. So I had to show people the side A side. If you just not came on board with me, I had to, you know, catch you up to where, how I got to this point.
Right.
You know?
So how would you describe the difference between the A side and the B side for people who are coming to your music for the first time?
To me, honestly, the content and the lyrics is not too much far off different, but I would say side A is just more traditional, you know, hip hop. But we was trying to push the boundaries on that and make it a lot more psychedelic than just average boom bap, you know. And side B is just the electronic side, you know, and that was just the party side. That's the have fun side, you know. But it's, you know, it's pros and cons to each side, you know?
Right. So you do a lot of the festival mm-hmm. circuit.
Yeah.
So side B is those.
Yeah, I have to make those songs to, you know, to play for those crowds, because it was a time where I didn't have those songs and I was playing for those crowds and it was like, it wasn't that fun, you know? And now I'm having a great time performing these songs, you know?
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Danny Brown. The album is called Old. Why? Why is it called Old?
I guess to me it just means past, you know? Old, this is my past, you know, everything becomes old one day. Mm-hmm. And it was just a play on words. I like the fact that people call my new album Old already.
Right.
You know, it's funny, so it's cool.
And there are some, you know, kind of looks back at music, as is often the case, mm-hmm. at earlier forms of music. You talked about the side A, side B, looking mm-hmm. back to the days of cassettes and stuff. The song you're going to do for us next, Lonely, begins with a sample of a line in French.
Mm-hmm.
The translation is, maybe the bird sleeping inside of each of us will rise up.
I didn't know that. You just told me. I didn't know, but that's great that means that. I'm glad it didn't.
Wazow, the bird. Mm-hmm. Where is that from?
Actually, the producer of that record, Paul White, he always sending me beats, and he always using like some of the craziest samples, and he's really out there. He's with the psychedelic, you know what I'm saying, way mm-hmm. of production, rap music, producing rap music.
Little sitar in one of the songs.
Return. That's in the Return.
Right.
So yeah, he's like one of my favorite guys to work with, because he actually pushes the boundaries of rap music right now, you know, so I really have a great time working with him. But I didn't know what that. It just sounded good to me.
And then there's like a French song that sort of provides the sample for that. I gotta say, this is like my favorite track off the record. So I'm
thank you. It's one of my favorites too.
You want to play it for us?
All right, cool.
All right, Danny Brown with us on Soundcheck, and Skywalker, the DJ here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called Old, even though it's still pretty new. And Danny Brown is playing with Sleigh Bells tonight and tomorrow night here in New York at Terminal 5 and playing live for us here in the Soundcheck studio.
Bien, peut-être. L'oiseau. L'oiseau qui dormait en chacun de nous. C'est la vôtre.
But I can tell you how the streets feel. Everybody thirsty and they looking for a refill. If they ain't eating, guns barking at your doggy back. Get took out for your takeout, now you carry out. Murder by delivery, Marriott to Paramount. So just call the fair amount, her homies might air it out. Judging book by cover, so we never educated. It ain't about races, poor and rich, segregated. Used to get the bacon, dog, you gotta go ham. Used to be lost until I found who I am. But it took the hook to eat the pond on my hands. Locked trying to get real creative with some spam. Locked ain't a jam cause your homies serve butter. Just to get a little bread, had to keep the mayo smothered. All I really wanted was to overdub my vocals. But no one ever thought that I would take it past local. I like top of totem and somebody should have told him that if money grew on trees, being rich a dime a dozen. So I'm smoking by my lonely, right by myself, I don't need your help, homie. Cause don't nobody really know me. I said nobody really know me. See, that's going on a limb. And I used to serve trees and I used to rock films. Radio head thing, fiends with the bend. Back when granny used to tell me, stay out of end. Letting the co-air out, trying to know my whereabouts. Gone for 3 days and nobody never heard about how I got them Jordans. But that ain't too important when I got a chick pregnant and I'm stacking for abortion. But all I ever wanted was to get myself a portion. Wet up off the handy, got your homie self-absorbing. Smoking on the bogey, no bus down. Who can I trust now? Lady snitching got the whole block now. Now we gon' eat now, no rebound. When you're blocked out, belly, you're the beast now. Now you got me feeling trapped and I can't look back. When the road ahead is gold and the past is made of ash. And I'm going through the trash, trying to find a little treasure. Living for the better, trying to get myself together. So I'm smoking by my lonely, right by myself. I don't need your help, homie. Cause don't nobody really know me. I say nobody really know me.
Song's called Lonely from Danny Brown. It's on the new album called Old. Danny Brown and Skywalker live on Soundcheck today. They're live tonight at Terminal 5 and tomorrow night as well, playing with Sleigh Bells both nights. And that is such a beautiful song. I mean, the sample is great.
Thank you, man.
That's one of Paul White's tracks. Mm-hmm. How many different producers did you work with on this record?
Skywalker, Paul White is like the main two, the guys that I work with. But then you got like Darky Freaker, Oh No worked on a bunch, A-Track, and I think that's almost, I mean, Purity Ring, you know?
Yeah, Purity Ring is on the song 25 Bucks, which is another cool song on the record. The album's called Old by Danny Brown. Is it hard for you to come on a public radio station and do clean versions of these songs?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't say it's hard. No, it's not hard, but I mean, I like to cuss. I think it takes a little bit away from the song, you know, a little bit. It gives it less of a bite, but I guess, you know, it's fun.
So you've learned to make your peace with PG-rated versions of these songs?
Yeah, I've made my peace with it. It's nothing worse than, like, going to like Best Buy or something, buying a CD and buying a clean version by mistake. It makes me want to just slip in the bathtub on purpose or something, man.
All right. I want to ask you about the Bob Dylan video, but I don't want to do that yet. You want to do another song for us first?
All right, cool. Let's do it.
Let's do Dip.
All right, we'll get over it.
All right. Danny Brown from Detroit here in our New York studio on Soundcheck. Skywalker's with him. Another song from Old. This one is called Dip. Live in the Soundcheck studio.
My worry.
Dip, I dip, you dip.
Check.
Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. I say don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Like Lieutenant Van, I'm rolling. Back to back, I keep on smoking. Eyes keep shaking and I can't stay focused. If you niggas ain't know, I'm sweat, but I'm calm. Mouth all dry, but I got it running now. I just bought me a water bottle, chug that down, but I think I need me some more. And I keep feeling like I'm gon' faint. But forget that, homie, pass me that drink. I done drunk too much, now I'm about to throw up in a hotel bathroom tank. Say, I'm blown, I'm booted. Can't believe that I even move it. Off the Havoc, my Molly, we about to go party, and I don't know what I'm doing.
Dip, I dip, you dip, dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Stop.
Dip, you dip, I dip, dip, you dip, I dip, you dip.
Molly.
Dip, I dip, you dip.
Chat.
Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. I say don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. All these rubbers take them out that Molly. Better $1 million, these homies ain't dip. Pure MDMA, put it in a shot, we talking about Chris. Been dancing hard, up all day. Rest in peace to Mac Dre. Throw up the cheese, crunch on my face. There's no dance up in the place. Grinding on your check while I'm grinding on my cheek. Don't really give a care, so right now you don't want me. I'm blocked, I'm booted. Can't believe that I even move it. I'm the heaven from the Molly, we're about to go party, and I don't know what I'm doing. Stop.
Dip, I dip, you dip, dip, I dip.
Stop.
Dip, I dip, you dip, dip, I dip.
Stop.
Dip, you dip, I dip, dip, you dip, I dip, you dip.
Molly.
Dip, I dip, you dip.
Check.
Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. I say don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. She licking off my index. Before that, she been wet. Now she licking off her best friend. While he fuck me, watch the sunset. Guess what, girl, we ain't done yet. Lifting up her sundress and kicking. She licking, bow a plate, she undressed. Molly make her feel good. As a fella, we can't explain. But obvious, we got some problems. So girl, just kill that pain. I'm blocked, I'm suited. Can't believe that I even move it. Off the Havoc and Molly, we're about to go party. And I don't know what I'm doing. Stop.
Dip, I dip, you dip. Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Stop.
Dip, I dip, you dip. Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip. Dip, you dip, I dip. Dip, you dip, I dip, you dip.
Molly.
Dip, I dip, you dip.
Check.
Dip, I dip, you dip, I dip.
Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. I say don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. You haters, leave me alone. Go.
Dip is the song from Danny Brown with Skywalker live here in the Soundcheck studio. You'll find it on Danny Brown's latest album called Old, his first official, I mean, it's not an official debut, but it's the first official release.
It's an official debut to me. I'm saying it. It's my first real album.
Good. I mentioned the Bob Dylan, the Bob Dylan video for the song Like a Rolling Stone, where they've released this interactive video. Mm-hmm. Where instead of watching one version of the video, you can scroll through like 100 different channels of all these different people, famous and not famous, lip-syncing the song. One channel is you. How did that happen?
Pretty much the guys at Watcher Pictures, those are the same guys that did the video for Grown Up for me.
Your song?
Yeah. So when it came about to do this, I mean, they reached out for me. I mean, they could have picked any rapper. They could have picked any artist.
Like, yeah.
Nobody's going to say no to Bob Dylan. So I'm just super honored by the situation, you know?
Were you a fan before this?
I mean, I've watched a lot of his documentaries or, you know, stuff like that and read about him a lot, but I can't say I was real familiar with his music like that.
Well, you had to get familiar.
I had to learn that song. Yeah. I had to learn that song. And for me, listening to that song over and over, and learning, I got a new perspective on what he was about for that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be more definitely getting into some more Bob Dylan, you know.
Yeah. Now, what did that do for you as a songwriter? Because this mm-hmm. album really, you know, this is not just like rhymes over beats.
Yeah,
you're really getting into some songwriting.
Yeah. I mean, like somebody like Bob Dylan, you know, like I think like
sets the bar pretty high.
Being like ahead of his time with what he was doing and stuff, you know? So I don't know. I just, in some sense, I hope it's like a correlation with that. Like me and him are like kind of like the same in that vein. But I don't know, like Bob Dylan, I think he was like the first guy rapping to me. The way I took that song, I was like, he's like rapping. This is not really like singing, you know? And I don't know, it's he, to me, like his songs now, what I'm seeing, like, and you can hear it and you can take it for what it is, but it's nothing like reading it. Like me hearing and learning that song, but when I read it, it was like, I get it, you know? Like he, so I don't know, he's like a real song, like songwriter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And one thing that I noticed in one of the shots in your video channel for Like a Rolling Stone, you're wearing a Rolling Stones T-shirt. Are you like a music history nerd? I
love to study music, and I love like anything that was considered to be a classic. I feel like I should know why. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I've listened to any album. Like if any magazine put out a top 100 list, you know, I go through a lot of, like, Metacritics and stuff like that, and just, I love, like, reissues and stuff, you know what I'm saying, when albums come back out, because then, you know, so I always pick up on a reissue, you know?
So you're into the classics.
Yeah, for the most part.
Anything out there now that's really exciting you?
I mean, as far as, like, in music? Yeah. I mean, new or old?
No, it doesn't have to be music.
Right now, I think I'm actually just been going back to my roots in the old, and I've been just enjoying listening to, like, ghetto tech a lot. So I don't know what's up with that. Like, I was just listening to the Detroit Grand Poobas album yesterday, like, crazy. I was like, what is going on with me?
Now, we're talking, what, 20 years?
Ghetto tech? I mean, Cybertron and Wine Next, I guess that was the early 80s, yeah.
So it's more than 20 years.
I mean, that's like, you know. I was my childhood, to be honest, you know?
Yeah. There's lots of different influences going into the new record, which is called Old. It is out now. Will you be home for the holiday?
Yeah, I'm going to be home. I'm be able to get me some good turkey and some chitlins. I like chitlins.
All right. Northern-style chitlins?
Yeah, for sure. With hot sauce.
All right, Danny, it's been great having you and Skywalker here with us, man. In the Soundcheck studio today.
It's great being here.
On my way to get Wonder Bread. Right. I swear I just Wonder Bread. Right. Mommy gave me a book of stamps. Say, go get some bread and I'll pop and come back. Walk out that door, first thing I see, hey, don't be standing there looking at me. Standing right there in front of the porch with a pipe in his hand and the other a torch. I kept it moving, I worry about that. But a block later, her rat tat tat tat. So I like some niggas from over there shooting. Dugger ain't flinch, I just kept it on moving. Black later up, what do I find? Hey, right.